Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Paying someone more money, hoping that they'll make them happy, isn't usually a recipe for success. You know, you have to have players that buy into and believe what you're doing and wake up every day in Buffalo excited to be a Sabre. I think that's important. In saying that, are there hard conversations with times? Are players at times frustrated with things? Absolutely. And that's part of the relationship building that I believe in from my job through the coaches, having those conversations. There's hard days too where players are frustrated or I'm frustrated. But that doesn't mean you just, because a player is upset at that day and you're just trading them.
Kevin Adams. You know, I just to get the details on that example that I used from the last segment about this happened to the Lightning once upon a time with one of their young stars, and they decided not to do anything. Jonathan Drouin, who they drafted 3rd overall, his agent, the same agent, by the way, that J.J. Paterka has, Alan Walsh, who's Paul's talked about, wrote a letter to the Lightning where it said, quote, in light of recent developments, it's clear for both sides' best interest that the Lightning, Tampa Bay Lightning, trade Jonathan, as there's no reason for Jonathan to continue with the Tampa Bay Lightning organization in any capacity. We will have no further comment as we await the Lightning to conclude a trade that involves Jonathan. He played 92 more games for the team. He played 16 playoff games, by the way, and was almost a point-a-game player and helped them in those playoffs. And then they traded him for a top-pair defenseman.
To Montreal.
Like more than a year later. I mean, this team would have traded him in an hour for a third pair guy. I don't know. J.J. Paterka traded to the Utah Mammoth. Start taking your phone calls on this at 803-0550 on this deal. We'll also get to what's to come next because I think Paterka leaves a big hole in their forward group with his departure, and we got to get to that too. Also, as Sal brought up in the break, the Sabres traded for Shane Doan's son yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm sure many will remember when Shane Doan was being tied to the Sabres, I guess 10 years ago, maybe more now. I don't even remember.
Darcy pushed really hard for him in free agency.
Yeah, this was like, it was Shane Doan season here for a while.
Yeah.
And that never happened.
No, he didn't want to come.
Well, here we are.
Yep.
Josh Doan, Shane Doan's son,
traded
to the Buffalo Sabres.
Right. After he began his career in Arizona.
Yeah.
Josh Doan. Mark and Tonawanda's first up this morning. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I think I'm just really frustrated with the Sabres right now, and I think it stems from the meeting with Kevin Adams and Jason Karmanos and them the other day, and it just felt like, I don't know, it felt like he kind of was trolling the fans a little bit, and like he was acknowledging that JJ wanted out. We all could see it by him not saying it. It felt like an embarrassing day, and then to see the trade results this morning, that also felt really kind of embarrassing. So it sounds like you guys are kind of there too, but Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark, for the call. What's the defense? How do they win it? How do they win this trade? How good does this player, Kesselring, by the way, is how you pronounce his name. The L comes before the R. Kesselring. How good does Michael Kesselring have to be?
I go back to, of course, people will do this. We do this with every trade. What did you get in return of the trade?
Yeah.
That's fine. I still think there's a path for, if you want to really look at the totality of the picture, for them to get better if they have a plan that's bigger than this.
Right, there has to be, you're right, like I it's almost impossible to see
right.
a team getting better if this was it, right?
Yeah, you'd have to have these two players one of them would have to so smash, right? I mean,
sure.
And I just don't see that happening. So, like, do you see one of these players signing an $8 million contract?
No, exactly.
That's the point. So,
no way.
So, to me, just like I said yesterday, there's almost, Joe, going into this, I figured there's no way you can get better on the ice. You trade JJ. Just no way. Unless there's something that comes after that that you have a plan for that you know that you're going to do, a trade or a free agent signing, say, look, we had to move JJ to make this work.
Right.
And you could even argue, did you have to move JJ? But no. Money-wise, spot-wise, top six, all that, that's how you get to, okay, I can kind of see what you did here. But to me, it's still kind of a long shot.
Scott and Hamilton on this. Morning, Scott.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, morning, guys. I'm just curious, like, how deep are the wounds for this fan base? Where, you know, how are you guys going to turn this around where the fans are engaged in buying season tickets again? Like, is it 1 year and the playoffs? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I'll maintain what I said many times. They make the playoffs, the building sold out the first night. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And guess what? People are buying season tickets after that. We love our hockey here. We do. I know a lot of people have said, I'm checked out. I get it. You're coming back if they make the playoffs.
If they make the playoffs, absolutely.
You're going into the building. Mm-hmm. You're watching playoff hockey. It'll be loud. And then you'll be really excited for the next season. That's just the way it works as sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
You could say all you want right now. I'm checked out. I'm not going back. They make the playoffs. You're going back.
2 years ago, they didn't even make it. They just came super close, and they recovered some on their season ticket base and getting fans back in the building and getting people to believe again, right? Like, the energy around the team was good. That offseason after the summer of 2023, vibes were pretty good. It felt like, okay, Devin Levi's here, and that was our only problem, and we're going to score a bunch of goals again, and now we're going to make it. And, oh, Florida, they were only 1 point better than us, and they made it to the finals. Like, oh, we're not far away from that. Think of how that sounds now, by the way. They weren't that far away from Florida 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and now, holy cow. Yeah, I think people will come back, but if you don't turn it around, how long can you go not turning it around? And like, because every year more and more people will check out and more people will stop believing. And I think that all happens in waves if this group right here with Darlene and Thompson and Tuck, like those are the guys where if they hit the ejector seat, then I think a lot of people are going to file out for believing in this team and buying tickets and all of it.
And I'm sure Paterka, some people already have. Like, there's no doubt. I've talked to
Paterka,
people.
I think that even happens a little bit. He was a fan favorite for some.
He wasn't the most
popular player, but he's probably one of them.
Joe, I have an 11-year-old at home who has not found out yet. He's probably finding out right now as we speak.
Uh-huh.
It's his favorite player.
Sorry,
he's got
buddy.
Two jerseys.
Sorry, buddy.
Got a blue and a white.
Yep.
And we go through this as sports fans, and it's different than when I was a kid. You didn't have the kind of free agency you do today when I was a kid. So anytime you buy jerseys now, you're like, how long is this player going to be here? You kind of have to think about that. Then you know that like there's a possibility. You know, you think about contracts. So it is different today. I remember going through this with Jack when this happened. Much younger, though. Don't even know if he remembers, but it was like bracing and had Jack jerseys and things like that. Yeah, so I know that's hitting hard this morning for me.
It did happen quick. I mean, you buy a Paterka jersey at any point in the last 2 years. Like, if someone was asking me, like, hey, I want to buy a jersey for my kid, who should I buy? Who's safe? Who's a player that I shouldn't really have to worry about? Like, I would have told them Paterka's one of the, like, 22 years old. How long do you have the jersey? A year?
I'll give you the three that we have, that he has.
Okay. Oh, no.
Cousins, Paterka, and Owen Power.
Oh, someone go hide Owen Power. Oh no.
But that's
we don't need
to your point. The question was, how long is Giannis says, well, if we're going to buy a Cousins jersey,
yeah,
how long is he going to be? I'm like, well, he just signed a contract. He's going to be here for a while, right? Mm-hmm. Bam. 2 years later, whatever, you know. But that again, right. It's wild.
I mean, the trade deadline was the first time I really thought about the idea of Paterka being traded. Mm-hmm. Not really. But before, there were whispers, but even before that, about he might not love it here. And, you know, that is something that we should dig into a little bit later on, maybe when we have Paul on or before that. The idea that he might not love it here, big city kid, he's from Munich, right? Like, he might want to go to a bigger market. How many times was that said?
A lot. I heard that a lot.
He went just and signed in Salt Lake City. I mean, Salt Lake City. Is Salt Lake City even bigger than Buffalo? I don't even know.
It's not.
It's not?
By like 80,000 people.
He didn't go to Los Angeles. He went to Utah.
I found that weird, too. I mean, it is a... I mean, they have hosted the Olympics. I mean, it's a... You know what I mean? They have a...
But come on. He didn't go to a steaming metropolis.
Right. No, I get it. But city-wise, you're right.
Yeah.
It's not even... Bigger.
Dig into that a little more. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll roll through calls. We'll check in with Jeremy as well.
He got the money.
Holes, but he did get the money. 803-0550. It's Jody Biasi and Sal Capaccio here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.